forgiveness, and karma. Communities, restoration and penalty. Parents, teachers, and valid social authorities have a duty to rebuke harm doing and to teach, foster, and exemplify good behavior. When someone does not repent, valid authorities have a duty to prescribe and enforce restoration and penalty in order to establish balance, discourage further harm, and maintain a healthy community. For harm doers to want to transform, they normally need to feel or experience the type of harm they caused. They need to see the suffering and damage firsthand. They need to look into the eyes of people they harmed and see their hurt. Most people empathize and feel compassion when they see others suffering, and most harm doers are less likely to repeat what they did when they realize the suffering and damage they caused. Whether someone repents or not, valid authorities must make an attempt to restore wholeness and balance by requiring harm doers to repair the damage they caused. Restoration, to the extent possible, is necessary in order for younger souls to learn and in order for any society to thrive. In addition, it is necessary for harm doers to compensate the harmed or society at large. This is a penalty, although it should not be administered with harshness, condemnation, arrogance, or glee. Its purpose is to teach, to encourage transformation, and to keep everyone as safe and as free as possible. Individuals benefit by relinquishing a need to see retribution, but communities and people acting in a valid authoritative capacity do not. When one has been entrusted with authority, one has a consequent duty to serve the welfare of the entire group. When harm doing is not followed by restoration, the group is internally out of balance. If imbalances are allowed to remain, the entire community eventually suffers, is vulnerable to external attack, and can ultimately disintegrate or be destroyed. It is not spiritual or good to allow badness or evil to thrive in any community. Sri Yukteswar, teacher of Yogi Yogananda, brought lawsuits against people who made fraudulent claims attempting to acquire his property. Courage, strength, and persistence, not passivity, are appropriate and spiritual in the face of wrongdoing and deceit. It is vital for any community to face harm doing that occurs, rebuke it, enforce restoration and just penalty, and maintain balance.